Blog Talk Radio.
I can feel the heat from the concrete. Sounds pound, hip-hop, soul, R&B. Young girls on the stoop listening to tweet. Well, I try to orchestrate lyrically. When will we advance spiritually? Everybody party to hostility. What about our children's ability? What good love and responsibility? I see. It's kind of crazy though. Oh, what tree makes love through the radio? Oh. The radio, this is for your spirit on a lonely day. Ease your mind if a friend just passed away. Relax, your car just crashed today. Take a hot shower, let it wash away. Everything is sweet, though, can't be stressed. Let go and let God realize you're blessed. The vibes through your head and massage your neck. Listen to some Donnie play a game of chess. Let your vision manifest, I know it gets crazy, yo. Give yourself a rest as we make love through the radio. Just turned 9. Heard that your best friend just got signed. Brother out of jail and he's so refined. Got engaged yesterday, though taking your time. Grandma baked your favorite apple pie. Grandpa's recovering, he ain't gonna die. Finally move on, leaving troubles behind. Just stop smoking, quit eating swine. Taking out your nephew, man, that's cool. Celebrate a graduate of grammar school. Give a pound to your man, give a hug to your lady, so y'all can go home and make love through the radio.
Everybody, welcome to Center Stage. We're back. What you were just listening to was Amun Mirage, featured artist of the BBS Value Tour. Didn't you love it? I loved it. I love his stuff. Hook up with us and you'll be able to hear more from Amun Mirage. So here we are, back again, Center Stage. I'm flying solo. My co-host Steven is on hiatus. I can't wait till he gets back. Miss you, Steven. When you catch up to the archive, know that, okay? So this week, we're going to be talking with Gary Jamerson of GGI International. Brother can really design some watches. He has a fabulous line of watches, and we're going to be hearing from him how he got started with that. They're absolutely incredible, so when you get the chance, check out his website. Join us on the BBS Value Tour name community. Check out his page and see if you can hook up a deal with him, because you're going to want one of those watches. And also we'll be hearing from Infinite Life with Zenara. And I think we're going to be broadcasting live from where they're at. Jacqueline's going to be joining us later. She's going to be co-hosting with me, hopefully, because right now I'm flying solo. You know, sometimes I get a little lonely. But, you know, that's all right. I'll keep it moving. And then we're going to be talking to Zuhaira. She's an actress and acting coach, and she's done fabulous performances between, I believe, Philadelphia and Atlanta. She's VBS Value Tour community member. I think she's also a featured artist. So we're going to catch up with her a little bit later and talk to her and see how she got started. And we do have a fabulous lineup tonight. We're also going to try something a little different from this show on. We're going to have a topic of discussion, so we do encourage you to call in. Call-in number is 646-716-7994. We want to hear from you. We want you to shout out who you are, what you do, get center stage with us. We're going to have a different topic every week. This week, I didn't give too much thought to the topic. I just threw something out there that says, you know, let's just talk about something and see where it takes us. And, you know, as time goes on and, you know, the world progresses on and the things that we encounter, maybe we can get a little philosophical from time to time. But today we're just going to keep it light and see where it takes us. Let's talk about secrets. You know, are they good? Are they bad? Do you keep secrets? Do you like when people keep secrets from you? what's the longest you ever kept a secret? Do you keep secrets to your grave? If you got a secret and you want to tell somebody, tell us. So call in and tell us your secrets. Right now we're going to hear from XIG, Donna McKeithen, Exodus International, travel along with her, and then we'll hear a little bit from Mel C. McKnight, Melvin. All right, y'all.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Quench my thirst with your touch. Give you things that you won't need. For so long, let me hold and caress you in ways that you know I will never deceive you. Thank you.
College did was just prepare us to get a good job, to be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits, and by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with lint. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling a dream comes on a wing and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage. Trying to fit the standards of corporate America, and when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of. All life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord for my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord for my soul to take.
Oh,
Okay, what's up, everybody? This is Liana, your host with Center Stage, reminding you that we are the BBS Value Tour, and we would be nothing without you. So while we're waiting for our first caller to call in, which is Gary Jamerson, I just want to take the time to remind you what the BBS Value Tour is all about. It's the Black Business Space Value Tour, and what we are is a product of the Black Business Space community. And what we decided to do is gather all the talent and businesses of the Black Business Space community and take it on tour nationwide. And in the process of doing that, remind people of good best business practices like saying thank you, follow-up calls, and customer appreciation, and just restoring the values in businesses and also providing, at the same time, providing you top quality performances with our spoken word artists, with our actors and actresses, with our writers. We just really have a phenomenal lineup. And basically the music that you hear on here tonight is the music that you'll be experiencing as we tour nationwide. 2008 has been our promotional tour that started out in New York as we promoted an event called Lockdown. Lockdown is a new product for those of you who like to wear their hair in natural dreads, and it kind of gets in the way. Well, you can do something with your dreads and be stylish at the same time with the Lockdown product. Is he had a fashion show. Excuse me, he had a fashion show out there in New York. It was huge. We went out to represent, and basically that's another thing that we do is we do advertising. As we go along nationwide touring the country, we take you along with it. We have some phenomenal sponsorship packages for $150. If you want to know more about that, you can contact Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and she can give you the details on everything that we do for you for the mere cost of $150. So basically, why don't you go ahead and join the BBS Value Tour Ning site, which is bbsvalutour.ning.com. Put up a profile, because when you do, the businesses that are there are offering discounts and services for you just for being a member. So put up your profile, join the community, and just take part in everything that we're doing. You'll also be able to meet the artists up close and personal. They put their profiles up. You can contact them. They'll talk back to you. Don't be scared. And just, you know, just come along and join us for the ride. I really am flying solo tonight. Okay, don't know where Gary is, but that's all right. What I'm going to do is play you some more of our phenomenal hits from our phenomenal artists. And I'm going to keep it moving as much as possible. I'm not going to try to wear you out with my voice too much. So let's just keep it going with some of the wonderful music. We got a lot of stuff from Infinite Life with Zanora. Actually, let's go ahead and play this Fly Free right now. But, you know, I'm a little stuck on them right now. But don't worry, I'm going to mix it up for you. So just hold on, stay tuned as we take center stage.
I'm gonna fly. I was told there was a need for this, a healthy dose of inspiration in the midst of all this evilness and malpractice, side effects, greed, and health risks. And as of right now, words mean something again. The music has been composed and arranged with a twist and to a spin. And let me mention, I value your attention. But I'm not here to discuss my bling bling or my flyest outfit or my faux fifth or my tightest whip. I'm here to help, inspire, and uplift. All pausing is now in default. So just kick back, relax, jam, listen, and be taught. You can hear the passion in the cymbals. And that further proves this poetry music has been well crafted and polished and created to motivate. Guaranteed to erase at least 20% of worldwide hate. It's so amazing what the letters do. Come together and form the words that inspire and make a better you and a better me too. And if I sound arrogant, that's not my intent. I do acknowledge this record is the work of a higher power, and I am only an instrument. And I would express it to you even if it didn't earn me one fine red cent. You see, there is a big demand for truth in this world of lies and entertainment. Unlike anything you ever heard, original music and poetic words, all told with grade A delivery just for you and put into song mode, and a must have for every household. Now I've collaborated with professional, inspired intellectuals, and since day one we felt this new discovery will be an inspiration for years and years to come. And we gonna feed it to you right after this quick word or two from the album's lead producer.
Yeah, man, this your boy Player Righteous, man. Me and my cousin Soul K done teamed up with Inspire, man. Together we meant to take this original poetry music to a new dimension, man. We got hip-hop, R&B, soul, and jazz all wrapped up in one big package, man. This is the start of something real big, man. Nothing but classics, man. The real spinetry never die, man. You dig what I'm saying, man? The homie Inspire gon' spin it till the wheels fall off, man. Inspiring people from all different generations with no hesitations, helping them deal with different lifetime situations by motivating them with words and music from the inner soul, being the inspiration.
You need to listen to the words.
Out in the center and the quad and go to the shops and, you know, just West LA and And I was hanging out with some girls who could drive. I was only 15, and it was the night of a football game. And so I wanted to roll with them to Westwood, but I wasn't even going to ask my mama because she wasn't going to let me go. And so I had to sneak out. What? Don't act like y'all ain't never snuck out before. And so anyway, since I was a cheerleader and all the cheerleaders came to my house after the football game, everybody's parents came to pick up the cheerleaders from my house. But this one girl, her mama was late. And she wanted to go with us to Westwood. And I said, no, you got to stay here and wait for your mama so my mama don't come back here looking for me. But she was just stubborn crazy. And she had one of them mamas that wasn't going to give her a whooping for going to Westwood. And so she was just stubborn crazy and just went on and went with us. And I said, I was stubborn crazy too because I really wanted to go. Because when was I going to get another chance to go to Westwood, hang out, meet some folks? And so, and I kind of think, even though I snuck out, I kind of think I was a good teenager. You know, I wasn't drinking and carrying on and smoking and nothing like that. I just wanted to go to Westwood. And so I went on and went. We got dressed, and she brought herself with us, and I just knew I was going to get it. Sure enough, I got home, and everybody was asleep. But I knew for sure one thing. My mother would probably call my friend from around the corner. And so I called her. It was probably about 5:30 in the morning. I called her and I said, look, I think my mama might call you. And if she called you, tell her I was at your house last night and I fell asleep watching videos. And she said, oh, okay. And so I went on to sleep. Sure enough, maybe 15, 20 minutes later, my mother came busting through my bedroom door like a hurricane. Ooh, she was hot. But I kind of knew I was going to get in trouble, but I wouldn't get in as much trouble as she knew I went to Westwood. Westwood is about 45 minutes from Pomona. And there was no way she was going to try to hear about her 15-year-old daughter hanging out Westwood. And so I told her that lie, that secret, that I was around the corner at my homegirl's house watching videos and fell asleep. Sure enough, I knew my mama. Y'all know your mamas. And she called her. My friend had my back. So that was my secret. I've been able to keep that secret. And it feels good to get it off my chest. My mother is no longer with me, but she's somewhere listening to me right now. Mama, I know you're in heaven. I hope you ain't too mad at me for finally letting that secret out. So if y'all got some secrets, won't y'all go in and call in and tell us what those secrets are? Tell us what you think of secrets. And as a matter of fact, we got a call on the line. Let's check out who it is.
It's
on the
Jackie.
Line from, hey, Jackie.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Oh,
Jackie listening in on my secret.
Oh, I heard.
I feel so much better. I got that off my chest. So what's up, Jackie? Saving me from solitude.
I'm sorry. I was traveling. I was helping a friend out. It got close to the hour. It's been raining here for 3 days in Philly.
Wow, rain.
Yeah, so it is taking longer to get from place to place.
Of course.
And we didn't
really
give ourselves enough time. And I was like, oh, gosh, I got to get on to the show. So I'm just getting a chance to sit down and get on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about secrets today.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Secrets, girl. You got a secret? We want to hear it, Jackie.
Yeah, I know secrets I'm willing to tell.
I guess you said it ain't a secret if I tell you. It's just us, girl.
Yeah, I don't have no real secrets, though. Unless they're other people's secrets. Can't tell those.
Those are the best
the other people. Yeah. It's not fair to share other people's secrets. So, what's been going on throughout the week? What's been new?
Oh, nothing, girl. Just, the same old, pushing the products and you know, promoting my event for the 21st, and hopefully everybody in California, Southern California, can come down and join us at Experience the Escape Salon, 920 North Central Avenue in the city of Upland.
No,
we got something for y'all. We got something for you.
Well, I'm checking out. Busy. One of our featured institutions, the House of Umoja, I'm working to help them kick off their Give the Gift of Life campaign. And with so while we went from a fundraising campaign to really a campaign to save some lives, because there was a shooting last week on a block, a youth was shot. They've given the Philadelphia Police Force, they're going to be giving them 45s now, and they can shoot through a tank or, you know, through a truck, through steel. So they're giving them higher power weapons. They say they need that because the people on the street got higher power weapons. So it's just, you know, everybody got guns. Kids got guns. It's just madness with these guns and killings. And, you know, a cop shoots somebody because of the type of gun they have. Once they shoot, it goes off 18 times. They shot a person 18 times talking about gun. There was no gun. So it's just a mess here. So cops got shot and killed, and now they're determined to get people, and we already had the police brutality going on. So now they got a right to go out and just shoot people, and it's going to be madness in these streets soon. So we just working toward, you know, keeping this from happening. So just want to ask everybody with the House of Umoja, just asking anybody to donate $1. That's all, $1 during the week of Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. So if you just asking anybody to donate $1 to help them out in their mission to save the lives of youth and their families. So that's what we're asking for. So that's why I've been really busy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning next week. We're going to have a press conference next week to announce who our featured artists are and to kick off our Adopt the Artist campaign. So we're going to do an online press conference.
Wow.
And everyone in the audience is invited. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to know more, just email info@bbsvaluetour.com. or mediarelations@bbsvaluetour.com, and we'll shoot you the information to attend the press conference, to get the press kit, all of those good things. And we've got a publicist, Patsy, who will be working with us from the Real Impact Group. We've got some good things going. So it's an opportunity to get some of our artists' radio exposure. So we're going to be working on that. And that's so we have some good things going on, and one of our tour stops is going to be in New York. We're going to be working with Arlie Gorton. He's putting on a thing, Fame. So this Fame event with Unity Designs, and
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a youth event in New York. So it'll probably be latter part of April. And so the tour is going to look at supporting him and making that happen.
Wonderful. If you guys are not familiar with Unity Design, you really have to. I'm putting up the website in the community, in the chat room. The designs of these T-shirts are so original and just so fantastic. And all the proceeds go to the youth. And Arlie Gorton is heavily active in the youth. I thought he was out of Detroit, though. I was wrong about that.
He is out of Detroit, but he just moved to New York about maybe a month.
Oh,
he's moved to New York.
Oh, okay.
So now he still got business, does business in Detroit, but he's living in New York right now.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful. Yeah, you guys check up with Arlie Gorton at www.unitydesign. That's UNITEEdesign.com.
Yeah. So Unity Design.
Yeah, I was just telling mm-hmm. everybody. I'm not sure what happened to Gary.
Okay, well, let's if you want to play something, go to commercial, and you can see where Gary is.
I will. Let me see. Yeah, let me play some more. There's a lot here for y'all. Okay, we're gonna go to a break and we're gonna play a little Baby Boy for you right now, okay? And then we're gonna go to commercial so we can promote Fantabulous Lockdown that I was telling you guys about earlier.
Take a stand, been sitting down all my life. I wanna be a man, not a thug on the block, running petty scams, touching all these women with a pair of dirty hands, walking around like I'm tough. I wasn't tough enough. It's amazing how a baby innocent could call you bluff. A lady, cause she's feminine, possessed the gift of love. Every thug could be a scrub, cause he need a push and shove just to be a real man. He don't wanna lead a fam, rather be a pig in a pen, eating eggs and ham instead of bringing home the bacon, acting like he gave a damn. Used to see me on the block, getting jocked for a gram by a crooked ass cop who liked the body slam. Treat me like an animal to chase me when I ran. But now I don't run and I don't care about your gun. You can take my life today, I'll be a man when you're done.
No place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say, There's a subtle beauty in the strength. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Rock the lock down. Lock it down.
All right, you just was listening to Baby Boy, and that was by Matata Ray. I'm talking about how to stop being a baby boy and be a man. And you heard the Lockdown commercial also. This commercial was produced by Damali and for Lockdown. And that's what we just were listening to. And it seems that, Leiliana, you have another caller on the line.
Wonderful. It seems that I recognize that area code. What's up, brother?
Hello. How are you, Leiliana?
Hi. How are you, Gary?
I'm fine. I apologize because I was 25 miles away from home.
More
than an hour to easily get here. I was on a photo shoot, and I had more than an hour to get 25 miles, and I couldn't do it.
Well, that is okay, because you did say that you had a prior engagement, and everybody just let you know. He said he's going to do everything he can to be here, and you know what? He's here. And so we really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you understanding, because I was definitely trying to make it, and I left in the time, you know, plenty enough time, but I think the traffic, and when it kind of came to a standstill, I knew I was going to be.
It was over.
It was done deal. I knew where I was. I knew the problem.
And it doesn't matter what part of California you are in. This is the traffic state.
California is truly a traffic nightmare. I mean, it's a beautiful place to be, but there's times when you just wish that you didn't drive.
Yeah, exactly. We wish we had a little New York in us.
Yeah, you know, we got areas that you could actually be on the freeway for 45 minutes and you're still in the same city.
Yeah, that is a very, very accurate way of putting it.
Right, that's known as Los Angeles.
And you're trying to get somewhere, it's really only 10 miles, but it takes you about an hour to get there.
Can't do it. The only way you can do it is to fly. You know, that's all you can do.
Exactly. Okay, well, sorry, go ahead.
I said, but we love it. I mean, it's home. What are we going to say? You know?
Yeah, you got that right. It is home. Yeah, and I do. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else, to be honest, you know. I'd like to live somewhere else for a little while, but I'll probably always come back to Cali. So.
Well, I agree with that. So is there something that I can catch anybody up on, or is there anything that I missed that I can, you know?
Yeah, we're going to get you started here right now. We want you to take the time to tell everybody about who you are, your company, and how you got started.
Okay, I can do that. Actually, I own two companies. I think that most people from BBS are familiar, that are familiar with me, know me as a watch designer, which I'll just get into briefly in just a second. But I'm also a licensed contractor by trade, and one of the most sought-after contractors in our valley. But I'm also an avid collector of watches. So I think that being a collector of watches overall in my career has allowed me to basically get involved in what I do, and it's kind of started off as just on a whim. I actually was in a shop where a person was struggling with a particular watch that he just didn't like, and he simply asked me a question, you know, would you buy a watch that you really didn't like the design of it just because you like the quality and the name brand? Mm-hmm. And I told him no, because it's basically like buying a Ferrari, except that somebody put it in a steel box. You might have the quality of the engine, but it won't look as beautiful, and therefore no one's going to respect it. And I just kind of walked away with that. And when I got home, I remembered that watch, and I just kind of drew it out on a piece of paper and said if it was mine, it would look like this. And once I did that, I showed her to a few people just on a whim, and they said, well, you should just go ahead and, you know, I would submit those to some companies and see what they say. And I did do that, and I got a positive response, and pretty much launched my career in the watch design industry. And that has taken me through the finest institutions in Switzerland, all the way through Hong Kong and all the other top quality places where machining and manufacturing research and development is done throughout the globe. I'm just confirming last night that my newly Swiss-made Ladies Elegant watch is actually touched down today here on our soil and should be delivered to me tomorrow, which is my first attempt at a luxury design. So I'm very excited about that, and I have a lot of work to do with that project when it gets here. But again, that's pretty much, you probably won't find a dozen of me in the U.S. that's black and does what I do.
Mhm. Yeah, you do. You set yourself apart. Can I have your website address so that is this newly designed ladies' watch? Is it on display?
No, because it's actually in customs.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean,
I thought maybe you had some pictures up on it, you know, just to wet our whistle.
Well, I'll put it this way. I have the drawings,
uh-huh.
but the physical watch, like I said, is going to clear customs this afternoon. And it cleared customs this afternoon, and it's scheduled for delivery at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it'll be the first time.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say what you're going to say. This will actually be the first time you'll see it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It hasn't just touched down. So
wow.
I'm going to see it the first time myself tomorrow.
That's so exciting.
I'm pretty excited about it. I do know what it's supposed to look like because
uh-huh.
I designed it. But after I assembled, had all the pieces assembled, I'm going to actually see the complete watch for the first time myself tomorrow when it's delivered.
Wow. Well, we still want your website address anyways because we want to see the stuff that you've been doing.
You can actually, and I can give that to you. It's you know the protocols. It's www.ggitime.
Mm-hmm.
So ggi and the word time.com.
Okay.
Now, there's several collections that are new prior to this new ladies collection. The new moves collection had previously been manufactured and shipped, and that's what was in this photo shoot, which kind of delayed me from being here.
Uh-huh.
That is also not up on the website as we speak right now.
Wow. That's, well, this is wonderful. This is exciting
well,
things for come.
Yes, it is. There's what we call the second generation for the collection that's already currently online, but still has not been seen yet. And I anticipate all the photo work to be done within the next couple of weeks and pretty much ready to go through its post production, and then we'll put it up on the site.
Yeah, I'm looking at the site right now, and I've looked at it before, and you do have an incredible line, so I absolutely can't wait to see the latest design for the ladies. And about your construction, highly sought after in your area.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm a wood floor designer. I design hardwood floors for homes.
Wow.
And I guess probably being an artist in that field is probably why I have the confidence that I can do what I do. But there's really a story that pretty much tells everything about me, pretty much in one blog that I've actually launched a new site that's entitled After 8 Media. And
After 8 Media.
Right, the number 8, not the word spelled out.
Uh-huh.
After the number 8media.com. And there is a blog titled I Am Who I Want to Be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the story of myself and my career in the basically 9 years now in the watch industry.
Oh,
and you can pretty much find a lot about myself in a nutshell right there.
we want people to read this, so I put it up in the chat room. But can you just kind of summarize it a little bit for us?
Well, I kind of tell you a story of, you know, how my mother took all of my childhood things and put it in a box and gave it to me, and which I hadn't seen this box, believe it or not, inside this box, and I'm sure, you know, 35 years, if a year.
Wow.
And one day I was in there cleaning out the garage, and I happened to see this box that said Gary's Mementos. And I opened it up, and, of course, there were treasures in there from my childhood, which allowed me to revisit my childhood. And so I describe some of the things that were in the box, and I also go on to tell you about some of the trials and tribulations that I've gone through from Switzerland and the people that I sat with, the high, you know, people in the industry of watchmaking, from Rolex people to Vacheron, Patek Philippe, you know, the biggest names in the industry, names that most people don't even know, but the brains behind all of this stuff that makes it work, to the interviews with some of the most important people in the industry, as well as how I got my nickname or designer name of Urban Picasso. I've actually branded that name, and I tell you the story about that name, and as a black person, should I be proud to own that name, or should I have reservations about where it came from, et cetera. So I probably won't touch too much more on that blog, but again, it takes probably a couple of minutes to read, and it pretty much tells you who I am in a nutshell.
That's no problem at all. That is enough. That's enough to wet my whistle. I can't wait to get down and dirty with this blog, especially because one of your childhood, I'm going to shout out this one picture on here because actually when I saw it, I haven't myself thought about this in probably 30 or more years because I had one when I was a child too, and it gave me chills when I looked at it. This Mickey Mouse watch.
That's right.
I had, mine was just like the little hands.
I know. When I saw that watch, I actually pondered, and I explained it in my blog. I sat there in amazement that there was my Mickey. That's my Mickey. I remember
that. Mickey. That is so incredible.
And I took pictures of it, and you know, and I described it when I saw it exactly in detail of what it looked like to me in the blog. And you can see it from the pictures, what I'm describing. Everything is right there for you to see. But
yeah,
that was
I see that.
That's
but,
a picture,
yeah.
You know, because that was, that just brought back the time that I knew how to, I drove everybody crazy in the house telling times.
Yeah, that's how I learned how to tell time on
right.
The Mickey Mouse watch. Exactly. So that is, that's so crazy and such a coincidence. That is an incredible story. And so, and then I am very impressed by the wood floor designing that you do. So you specialize in the bamboo floors. I love wood floors.
I've done. Well, you know, I'm here in California. I'm from the Silicon Valley. I mean, this is where all the technology is, you know, is from. And the people that I've done the homes for are from the corporations that you're comfortable and used to. I mean, I've done the Dean of Stanford University.
Mm-hmm.
I've done all the big, you know, the big CEOs from Apple to the chips of Intel, the Pentium people, and everybody in between from Netscape Navigator to everybody in this industry, believe it or not, that lives in this valley. I've probably either done their floors or supplied the material for their floors to be done. And 9 out of 10 times I would have done the project myself.
Wow, that is so amazing.
I have credits.
So inspiring.
Well, thank you. I have credits of doing California Senator Alan Cranston. Of course, he passed a few years ago, but I've done all of his homes. I'll give you that URL if you like.
Hold on just 1 second. I like. Tell away.
Okay, I'm going to spell it out for you. It's GARLASONSFloors.com.
GARLASONSFloors.com.
Correct. The same Garlison Group International Company, the same Garlison Hardwood Floors. Garlison is, just for those who would want to know or curious where the name Garlison come from, it's just an acronym of all of my names mixed together.
Gary.
The first three missions.
I have already accessed the website, and this first picture cannot be your floor.
Yeah, that's one of my floors. You want to go?
That cannot.
Here's the sad part. The really truly sad part of this is as you explore there, I'm picking some of the things out and putting new stuff in, but probably some of the finest work, believe it or not, is off of there right now, being reassembled to go back up, and it's not even on the site. But if you go through the showroom link there, or go through the
I'm there.
You'll see some pretty wild designs. I got floors that look like area rugs, that look just like
you
made a.
You do.
But it's actually wood, and it's all designed to look like a rug.
Your work is amazing. I don't even know what to say. I just want to slap myself. I don't even know what to say. Look at this place with the pillars. This is amazing.
Yeah, there's some pretty wild stuff out there as well. And I think that, that's the foundation. That's probably my cornerstone, I guess you can say, to what I'm all about and what I do. And I launched the love of what I really want, which is following my dream and my passion, is to work with the technology and the design of watches. So this is where I'm guided from, believe it or not, is I'm guided from this particular industry.
Mm-hmm, I see. So basically, you built this company of being a wood floor contractor, and it has allowed you to work on your dream of designing watches.
Right, and the After Eight Media is designed for people, other people that follow their passions and their dreams.
Wow, wow.
So we're trying to get it all together, yeah, because a dream can be followed, and if you put enough work into it, it can pretty much allow you to be everything and as many things as you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what living life is. That's what richness to me really means.
Yeah.
Wealth is health and doing what you want to do, no matter what it is.
I agree.
And I have a standing joke that I tell friends on the golf course or the tennis court, wherever I'm hanging out with friends, and they'll all say the same thing. Gary does not have to know what's in his bank account. As long as his passport is valid, and he could go anywhere he wants to go, when he wants to go, he'll tell you in a minute. He's completely satisfied.
I love that thought process. I used to say the same thing. I feel the same way as you. It doesn't matter what clothes that I wear. It doesn't matter what kind of car I drive, as long as I can go. Because I'm addicted to airport terminals and airplane fumes. I love to travel. And like you said, as long as I can, I'm fine as long as I have a credit card, a driver's license, and a passport. I'm cool.
There you go. That is really, that's
nothing
the,
else matters.
I agree 100%.
That is so amazing. And give us, okay, I don't think you told us, okay, you've shown us, well, at least because I'm looking right now and others will look later, but you've shown us the work that you do with the floors, but how did that happen? Where did you learn? I mean, because even though your love is for designing watches, where did the artistry and the detail-orientedness come from designing the floors that you do?
It just comes from within. It's the same technical aspect that I, and when you read the blog, it kind of tells you the same thing, but I'll share a bit of it again.
Uh-huh.
I'm an intuitive person.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought process, I see things clearly in space.
Yes.
In other words, I see things all through the day that somehow gather in my mind, and for whatever reason, after 8 o'clock in the evening up until late hours of the morning, I'm up assembling those thoughts and generally turn from nothing into a design, which are intuitive processes. Hence my blog site entitled After Eight Media, because everything I do takes place generally after eight. And the new collection's name is After Eight Collection, because I kind of just see things, and then I just assemble them late at night, and then they just actually work. So going back to the question, how the floors. I could send you some photographs of some of the latest work that I've done, and you would look at those works and you probably stare in amazement, wondering how the heck you even started with that. And I've actually was interviewed by a major fine quality watch blogger that they just interviewed me this past week, and they just posted it, which I'd like you to have that link as well.
I would love to have that.
And they actually put the photograph of how the intuitive process works, but they did it really, really interesting because they took a picture that I gave them, which clearly showed nothing more than scrambled junk. And then right next to that junk, you see probably the most beautiful assembly that you've ever seen. And it's amazing because they wanted to know the same thing. How do you do it? And I just basically say the same thing. It's intuitive. It's really a thought process for me as an artist during the day, but I don't actually assemble the process and start really thinking through what I want to do with those thought processes until really late in the evening, early evening till late.
Exactly. Okay, what is that link? I'm just really amazed.
Okay, the link that you want to go to, give me 1 second to look it up, okay?
Not a problem.
I apologize for that because I have to figure out where it is.
I'm just going to shout out your links again.
Okay.
For those who catch the archive, you guys are really going to want to go to his website. The first one is his watches, it's www.gg, as in goat, itime.com. So it's www.ggitime.com. And then the next one, if you want to hear more in-depth understanding about who he is, he blogged. The link for that blog is www.after8media.com. And basically, let me get you the title of that blog.
Make sure that you let them know that 8 is the number 8, not the word 8.
Oh, definitely. As he said, the 8 is the number, so that's www.after8media, which is the number 8.com, and the blog title is called I Am Who I Want to Be, which is a very inspiring title because we all want to be who we want to be at some point in time in our lives. So I invite you guys to really check out what Gary is doing and what he's all about. So, you can be inspired to keep moving no matter what situation or state you're in. Just keep pushing and keep it moving, and you will be who you want to be. And another link, if you need your floors done, you really got to check out what he's doing at www.garlisonsfloors.com. That's Garlison spelled GARLASONS. Floors.com. He's an artist, truly artist with these wooden floors. And I think he's getting us another link so you can see the kind of before and after stage of what he does, because the man is truly a visionary. And let's see here. And if you guys want to get up close and personal with Gary Jamerson, I invite you now, as I always do and always will, to join the BBS ValueTour.Ning.com community, become a family member, visit Gary Jamerson on his page, give him a shout out, tell him what he's doing is fabulous, because what he is doing is fabulous, okay? Take it from me, but you don't have to take it from me. You can see for yourself. And we're just really happy and, excited to have him along for tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I'll give you that blog URL now.
Okay, wonderful.
The interview is, the interview just came out on the 8th, which was this past Monday.
Okay.
And it's at www.watchdigest.com.
Okay, Watch Digest.
Right, yeah, exactly. Watch Digest. And the title of the blog is Interview with Talented Watch Designer and Owner Garlison Group and Owner of Garlison Group International.
Okay, it says interview with, say it again.
Interview with Yes, interview with talented watch designer and owner of Garlison Group International.
Okay, actually, you guys got it there. And it's www.watchdigest.com. And, of course, y'all know me. You know I'm going to look at it right now. Y'all know me. Let's see here. These are some beautiful designs, too. Oh, the before and the after. Look at that. Look at that. It looks like tile.
Yes, and it's all wood. I used 15 different species of woods to create the designs and patterns.
Did you guys hear the man? Species of wood. Oh, my God. He's a doctor of the floors. Look at this.
Unfortunately, the interviewer did not show from the best angles to really see the rest of it, but that's okay because they're in control over their own work, so to speak. But I'm glad that they showed the before, or not really before. What you're seeing on the upper picture is the bottom picture. You see the intuitive process finished. The upper picture is the scrambled thoughts, theoretically, like what takes place in my mind. It's not really together. There's no drawing board that I use to create this design. I did it just as I go along. So it's a work in process, as you can kind of see from the upper picture. You just see tools and artistry and things just really thrown around, but that's just how I am. I don't see it as a mess. I just see it as something, as a pile to look at and to draw from.
Wow. So basically, let's just say kind of like, I don't know, 800 square foot room. How long does it take you to do one? Your most intricate design.
In some of the most intricate designs, it could take anywhere for me to create a design like that from anywhere from, say, 2 or 3 days of 800 square feet to a month based on the intricacy of the design that we may work out together.
I see. And so basically you can even do it custom. You can just say, okay, what are you looking for? And they say, well, I'm thinking of having this, and if you can do this, and then you can just create it for them.
I can create it for them. I use all the wood is all rough and natural, and then I sand it and perfect it, and you know, to give it the beauty. I mean, when I do it all, it's all just raw stock, and I create little patterns that you can see in the picture. I create little patterns which, in theoretically, neither one of those little two square patterns you see, they never actually found their way into the floor at all. But I created them. And told one of my guys or workers or crew members to go ahead and here's the design, here's some mathematical equations, go make this real quick and come back and give it to me. I think I want to do something with it. And then after I found it, I didn't want to do anything with it anymore. That's what intuitive means. I mean, 1 minute I'm thinking that this is going to be great, and then by the time you spend a half an hour away from me and come back, I've already, you know, went to a different direction.
Wow.
You don't know what you're going to get. Something like this is actually my store. I built this. This is my showroom.
Oh, that's actually your showroom. Okay.
That's my showroom, right. I have a couple of chairs there for clients that can't get to me right away. They can sit there and have a cocktail and wait for me.
I heard that. Oh, you got a lot of class, Gary. I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you. Okay, so basically to get you to design someone's floor, they have to move up to the Bay Area. Is that what it is?
Pretty much so.
Doggone it.
Unfortunately, we're just not. The cost is too. You know, because if I come, you gotta pay for the crew too.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know,
but you're worth moving.
we're worth it. I mean, we are worth it. We do make a trip, you know, at least once every 18 months outside of our area to do something fabulous for somebody, and it generally takes place in Hollywood.
Oh, of course.
We'll go 400 miles, you know, for some you know, top-flight stars who we generally don't like to mention because they like their privacy, but we do work on the celebrities.
Well, doggone it, you caught us on the right day. We're talking about secrets, Gary. Come on, give it up, brother.
This is all talking. We got secrets. Let me tell you, we got skeletons.
Hey, Gary. Yeah, Gary, this is Jackie. We're going to, you know, our topic today is secrets, and we really I want to talk to you about that, and we still have our other guest, Sahara, who's here.
Oh,
also.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, she's here. And so let's take a break, listen to the music, come back, and Gary, we're talking about secrets, so you got to share something.
Okay, come on, give her one of those little something that ain't going to get you into too much trouble.
What about my reputation that Gary never kisses and tells?
Well, you got to kiss and tell something here, because we talk about secrets. We're going to do a little rock and roll by our diva, Militia Mahogany. She's divalicious, and we're going to do a little rock and roll by her, and we're going to come back and talk about secrets with Gary and actor and director Zuhara.
All right.
Well, what do you know? Another B-Hawks production. Do you want to rock and roll? Feel it all through your soul. Rock it out strong and bold. Do you want to rock and roll? Do you want to rock and roll? Feel it all through your soul. Rock it out strong and bold.
International, and we have Jacqueline, and I think we have another caller on the line.
Hey, Zahara's on the line right here. Here she is.
Okay, wonderful.
Hello.
Hi, Zahara.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Center Stage. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Well, I'm very excited, and I'm happy to be with you guys.
Well, great. Okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and jump right in on it. Thank you for staying with us, Gary.
I struggle to hear her name, so is it possible for you to try that one more time for me?
Yeah, Zuhaira. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Zahara?
It's pronounced Zahara.
Oh, I really, oh, girl, I'm sorry. I was scratching it up.
Everyone in the business calls me Z.
Okay, because I was trying to pronounce it the way it was spelled, because that I in there kind of throws you for a loop.
Yes, it does.
Okay, what I want to do right now is give you the stage and so you can tell everybody who you are, what you're into, what you're all about, and what's going on with you.
Well, my name is Zahada McGill. I'm known in the show business world as Z. I'm the producing artistic director of the First World Theater Ensemble, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm also a director in residence at the Prince Music Theater, which happens to be one of the biggest musical theaters in the United States, which is located here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm also an actress, and that's how I lead my life, a very exciting one.
I bet that's right. And how did you get started in acting? I mean, you have this whole theater thing going on. So what was your first love? How did you first know this is what you wanted to do to take you on?
Well, my parents were in show business. My mother was Clara Smith, the jazz singer, and Chick Webb managed my mother, Billie Holiday. Ella Fitzgerald and Bessie Smith was our cousin, and my father was an original Hoofer. So I had no other choice but to go into show business. People say, when did you want to go into theater? I said, in my mother's womb, probably. I was born into the business.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, wonderful. Okay, and so basically, you said, I was reading your profile before, and you're an acting coach as well?
Yes, I am. I am also an acting coach. I am the acting coach to a young woman named Josie Andrews, who's actually Disney just picked up her television show that will be premiering next year on the Disney Channel, and her name is Josie Andrews, which happens to be Congressman Robbie Andrews' daughter. So she is one of my students, and I have several other students. I trained under Mr. Ozzie Davis. I'm proud to say that. I'm a graduate of New York University, and I have my degree in theater.
Wow, how impressive and wonderful.
Yes.
Wow, and aside from performing and things of that nature, it must be absolutely fulfilling to be able to instruct and teach and see them to go on to greatness as well.
Yes, it is. It's very exciting to watch, especially when you are guiding young adults. I particularly work with kids who are 13 through 19 years old and give them acting lessons. It is nice to see them as they go through and they pursue the career of theater. Because several of my students have gone on there at Marymount. I have two students that are at Juilliard right now studying. I also have one at New York University, and I have one at Cheney University. And I have another one at Lincoln University. And they all have gone into the theater world. They all study theater when they get their degrees. So nice to see that. And you never know, one of those students are going to definitely come out and the next Denzel or Angela Bassett or Robert De Niro, and the list goes on and on. I'm very excited about it.
That is so true. Excuse me. Okay.
Yes.
So out of all of the performances that you've done, what was the character or role that you played that you found was most exciting?
I would say the role of Sojourner Truth. I do a one-woman show about Sojourner Truth, and I receive a Barrymore nomination for Outstanding Leading Actress in a Play for that. So that one has caused the most effect on my life, and I've toured that show. It's gone from to the National Black Theater off Broadway in New York all the way down to Mississippi. She has toured all over the place, and her spirit and her story remains with me constantly. So for me, that would have and still is the most empowering, most phenomenal role that I've ever done, and has caused a tremendous effect on my life. And she causes tremendous effects on other people's lives as I go through and I tell the story in different states. And it's just wonderful for people to find out who Sojourner Truth was.
Yes, exactly. You know, just getting ready to say, where can we find you out online? And Jacqueline beat me to the punch. She already shouted out. But you know what? For the people who are going to be listening to this in the archive, I want to just go ahead and shout out www.freewebs.com freeweb.com/firstworld. That's www.freeweb.com/first, spell out the word FIRST, world. And you'll be able to check Zuhaira out there.
Yes.
And you can also go, again, to the bbsvalutour.ning.com site. She has her profile up, and you'll see the very lovely Zuhaira there.
Oh,
you'll be able to connect with her and learn all about her and her next performances. And probably if you reside in Pennsylvania, maybe you can hook up with her and get taught a few things.
That's true. And not just that, you know, wherever theater is at, we will come and connecting to out there to the theater world because, you know, black theater is in trouble right now.
Yeah.
So we really need to try and stick together so that our stories are continuously told through our eyes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jacqueline, she is constantly telling us about that. She is a wonderful reminder of that. And,
yes.
And you know, and I have to admit, I am, that is what I'm learning and understanding because I never took notice of it and how she describes how we don't own our own and, like, we're the storytellers and
right.
We need to continue that process. That
yes,
is just
I agree.
Yeah, that is just something. You know what, unfortunately, wow, this is, very not good, but your interview is about to get cut short. This is not good, but we are no longer streaming live. You guys, please check out Zuhaira. I'm sorry we're going to miss out on that secret that Gary was telling us. We'll invite him back again. And Zuhaira, we're going to invite you back again, okay? Because
thank you.
Because it's getting cut short, unfortunately, and we want to hear more, and we want to know what you're doing always, so keep posting on the profile and the BBS Value Tour site so we'll always know what you're doing and how we can get in touch with you as well, okay?
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm trying to get this all in before my phone cuts off, but thank you so much for joining us. I know you're very, very busy. You too, Gary. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
Any last words, you guys? Go for it.
Well, this is all, you know, keep following our passions, and I think we'll be guided properly.
Wonderful, Zuhaira.
And I agree with Gary.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you guys so much. We're going to pick this up again another time. Center stage, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And you guys have a great night. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
I recall on those days I told myself I'd always be alone, giving up, yet life is far. I turn my face from dreams now growing dusty on a shelf. I cry for days for why.